The strongest man in medieval Japan, Yasuke. You might be surprised to hear, one of the biggest and strongest men in old Japan was not Japanese. He was a man from Africa called Yasuke, who came to Japan via India and China in 1579 as the bodyguard of a European missionary. He was soon picked out and employed by the most powerful man of the period, the famous, some might say infamous, warlord Oda Nobunaga. Yasuke was 188 centimeters tall and was said to have the strength of 10 men. He was also handsome, funny, and intelligent. He became Nobunaga's close companion and some even say lover. He was soon promoted and became a samurai, the first foreign man in history. He was given money, a sword, a house in Nobunaga's castle, and servants. Nobunaga was a connoisseur of sport, especially sumo, and he even held huge horse riding events which were watched by up to 200,000 people, the equivalent of today's Olympic Games. Yasuke took part in sumo trials of strength and probably horse riding too. Yasuke went into battle with Nobunaga and acted as his bodyguard, and they became friends. In 1582, after only 1 year with Nobunaga, disaster struck. Another of Nobunaga's samurai, a man called Akechi Mitsuhide, betrayed his master. Akechi's army of 13,000 men caught Nobunaga by surprise one morning in Kyoto when he was defended by only a few comrades. Yasuke fought with him and stayed by Nobunaga's side until the end. Nobunaga performed seppuku, ritual suicide, and Yasuke is said to have saved his head from being taken by the enemy. The African samurai then escaped, but he was later captured. However, according to legend, finally he lived out his days happily in Japan with a wife and children. The spirit of old Japan's strongest man lives on today, and he is a major character in books, plays, and video games. A new book called African Samurai has just been released about him in English.